And so the gospel text today gives us insight into the fears of the Sanhedrin, the fears of the high priestly class, fears that if people believe in Jesus as the Messiah and begin to follow him, then he will lead a revolt and the Romans will come and they will destroy the revolt and they will take away the nation from Israel, something that will happen 40 years later after the death of Jesus and his resurrection, the destruction of Jerusalem, the destruction of the temple. They are fearful of this, and so in their mindset, in their limited scope of power and influence, they concoct this scheme. Jesus must die. It's amazing to me, the prophetic words of Caiaphas. They're so fitting. Jesus will die. And he will die not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. It is interesting, though, because the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel, makes it very clear that Israel is a nation because God says so, not because there is some status quo agreement between the nation of Israel and Rome and Caesar. But the nation of Israel exists because God desires it to exist. So it also should be God that they should trust in for the perseverance or preservation of that nation. Which brings us to a very simple point of trust. Ultimately, we might believe that our nation, our culture, our communities, all of them exist because of our efforts, our work. But ultimately, it all depends upon God. It all depends upon him. You know, it's interesting because there are so many times, and this is one of them, when all of our scheming, all of our planning, all of our desire to plot and to, that makes it sound negative in connotation. We do this in positive ways too. All of the planning and all of the arranging and, you know, all of the scheduling, all of these things that we plan and we plan and we plan, as if it is our work. And then something happens, one thing happens, and everything has to change. I don't know how many times I've started a project, worked hours, finished all this whole thing, build something, create something, and then never get to use it because the situation that I was looking at completely changed. I don't imagine that anyone anticipated the amount of change that could take place in the United States in a matter of days. The invitation simply is, we must trust and we must put our trust in God. Because everything that we are, all that we have, it is all dependent upon him. I mean, in a very philosophical, existential kind of way, you know, God holding us in existence is the only thing that keeps us in existence. There's this radical holding, this radical creation, this radical desire of God for us to exist that allows us to do this. How much more so should we be dependent upon him or move and act and respond in our daily life in the things of it in that same way of his holding us in his love. Those in the gospel today should have remembered that their nation was created by God and God would preserve it. Not the schemes of men, not the agreements by marriage and treaty and negotiating, but God. So again, an invitation to trust these days. All that you are, all that you have, all that you will have, it is all in the generous love of God. Make sure you take time to be with him in the present. Amen.